Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Things get super emotional on dedication night. Plus, we've got a top 11, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to break this all down right now on The Voice After Show.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Okay.
Oh, look at the role, girl.
That's right. Every time that comes on, I just can't.
And down.
Up and down. Up. And down. What's up, everybody? We're here for the Voice After Show. What an amazing top 13 performances that we had. We also have a top 11. We're going to break all of that down right now. But first, I want to introduce my co-host and just an amazing person in general. Singer, dancer, was on the red carpet last night for The Voice. So she's got all the tea, ladies and gentlemen. Nima Sky.
What's up, guys?
What is up? And I'm Rachel, and I'm so excited to be with you guys, breaking this all down. I just love the show. It's just so much fun.
Listen, The Voice is amazing, and actually being at The Voice and being around the contestants and just really getting a vibe and a sense of who they are is even more amazing.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear all about that. But you guys know we've got some really juicy, juicy stuff coming up. We've got our news and gossip. We've got a lot to talk about. We also have a Where Are They Now from a contestant from season 12. So you're gonna wanna stay tuned to the end because it's about to get lit up in here.
Yes, litty.
It's about to get litty. Well, let's break it down. Let's break down these top 13 performances. What were your overall thoughts from last night?
My overall thoughts from last night was, I think that the judges did an amazing job of making the contestants find something to connect to. Because I think before, you know, they were just kind of singing to kind of show off their skills.
Yes.
But I feel like whenever you make an artist actually focus on connecting, that really brings out the artistry and the voice and so much more. So I have to say that I really, really love to see the reality of who these contestants really are.
Oh, yeah. I thought last night the show arrived. I was the first live performances, I felt like it went down a little bit. You weren't here, so we weren't even able to talk about it. But I felt like they took it to the next level
right here.
I felt like this is a live performance that I want to watch, and that I thought people really stepped up their game. So,
like a concert.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I thought there were a lot of different varieties, a lot of different styles of people on the show and voices, and so it's really cool. So let's get right into it, starting off with Team Gwen.
Yes.
Our first performance was Joanna Martinez, who sang Get On Your Feet by Gloria Estefan, and she dedicated it to her hometown of Miami.
Yes.
So what did you think? I mean, you were watching it live in the back. So what did you think about her performance?
I think Joanna did a great job. Not only did she do a great job singing, but she also did a great job performing. I think that it's one of those things that either you sing or you sing and dance or you just you don't do either. But
yeah.
Joanna did an amazing job because I feel like she took like the step above to not just sing, but she also wanted to connect with the audience. She gave them an energy. I mean, of course, we know Gloria Estefan, any song that she sings always gets you in that mood. And I think that she did a great job of letting us know what her city was about. So I think that she did a great job. She had great energy. And she definitely worked the stage.
Yeah. I love her. She's always consistently great. She always is belting out those high notes.
Right.
She's always consistent, which is something I like to see. I really did enjoy your performance. I would say that I felt like it was a little karaoke, only because with Gloria Estefan, her range is pretty limited. So
right.
But as she did at the end, she took liberties and she wailed out some notes. But I mean, for it being dedication week, this song made complete sense.
Right.
But I would have enjoyed maybe another song, but it was nice to see her working the stage instead of standing in one position and singing like she normally does. So she did step up the game in that instance. And Blake, you know, Blake said that that was the most comfortable performance she had ever had. Really looked like you were having a blast. And Gwen said that she was shocked and so proud. And people don't know how hard it is to do that. Yeah. Which is true. As singers, we know it is hard to walk around and sing and connect and point and really get into it when you're still trying to manage your breath and everything. I mean, and the enormity and the pressure that comes with that show. So props to you, girl. Props to you, girl.
Props to Joanna.
Yes. And our next contestant that we have was Miracle Holloway. She sang I'm Your Baby Tonight by Whitney Houston, and she dedicated it to her late grandmother, whose nickname was Candy because she was so sweet. Mm-hmm. So I guess Miracle said, you know, she couldn't listen to a lot of secular music in her house, but Whitney Houston
was always on play.
But Whitney Houston was always on play. Yes. And this song is... this is a hard song to sing. I worked in an impersonation show for many years, and so I've sang back up to this song with a Whitney Houston impersonator. Looks like I'm fatal, that's all that. Like, that is...
The breath
control. I cannot even tell you how hard that was for me just to sing that one little portion. And I remember the Whitney Houston tribute artist that I worked with, she backed out. She didn't sing that part. She would just stand there and let us sing it because she's like, I can't get my breath
out of this. Yeah, because your breath has to be there. And I want to actually absolutely commend Miracle for singing this song. Again, anytime you sing a Whitney Houston song, listen, you know that everybody is looking for you to come for it. And I love how she didn't take the song and make it about Whitney. Like, she really took the song and she really made it about what it meant to her. And she did a great job. You know, I think that her selections of how she sung the song, her cadence, her rhythm, her pace, the notes that she hit, like, she knew exactly what her range was, and I think that she stayed there. She didn't try to push herself to go overboard or anything like that, so I have to basically give it up to Miracle. And not to mention, the young lady was beautiful. Like, her outfit was amazing. I mean, of course, seeing it on TV was one thing, but actually seeing it in person, like, these people were absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, her makeup, everything was just, like, amazing. So, yeah. Shouts out to Miss Miracle.
Yeah, I want a makeup team with me every day. The hair team, they're making them look real good.
Oh, yeah.
So shout out to them. Real good.
For sure.
So, yeah, I did enjoy her. You know, she's saying she's probably not one of my favorites in the competition, but I do respect her and do think that her story, and she just exudes so much positivity and just, she's just so sincere and loving, and you just want to go up and...
Just hug her.
I'm sure. If I had been there last night, I would have just hugged her. I'd been like, girl, give me a hug. You're just awesome. Kelly said she wouldn't even touch that song. So props to you, girl. So next contestant that we have, and definitely one of my favorite in the entire competition, and that's Rose Short, who sang I Turn to You by Christina Aguilera. Ooh. And she dedicated this to her coach, Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
I thought that was really sweet because
super sweet.
The song, I Turn to You, you know, and Gwen turned for her, so now she's turned into her for advice. And I had said, go ahead, tell us what you think of Rose.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Okay. Well, I got stuck on my lash there. I would say what I loved about her performance was with a Christina Aguilera song, you can get up there, you can wail it out way too much, way too soon. And I love that she took us on a journey from the start to the finish.
Yeah.
I loved the quiet moments where she was just giving us a little. She's like, this is what I can do, but wait till the end, girl. And yeah, that's how I felt at the end. I had goosebumps. I love this song, too. And it needs to be, this is like a Whitney Houston, you know. You sing in a Christina Aguilera song, then you better sing it. And she sang it. She had a standing ovation from the judges. And I just thought there was so much passion behind her singing. She's just amazing.
Yes. Rose is one of those type singers that every time she opens up her mouth and sings, like, you just feel every word of what she's saying. She has so much depth and so much character and just so much passion and emotion behind everything that she sings. And, of course, I mean, connecting it to the fact of, you know, her coach Gwen, because of course Gwen has really, really helped her. And I remember, you know, just seeing her in tears from the beginning of her really trying to overcome her insecurities. Yep. She even said that she quit her job at 34 and she doesn't really have a job to go to because she's really, like, she's really put everything out, you know, to live her dreams. And again, like you said before, if you're going to sing a Christina Aguilera song, you have to come with it. And when I tell you that Rose did a great job, like, she just, again, she did let the song build. But I think that, you know, she was very... like, she knew what parts of how she wanted to sing it. Like, she knew the impact behind everything. Mm-hmm. So I think that, of course, she did a great job. And one thing I love about her is that she's just a great connector. It doesn't matter what song Rose sings, she's definitely connecting with you. Gosh. I mean, she almost kind of reminds me a little bit of, like, Adele. Or I almost want to say, like, Jennifer Hudson.
Oh,
because every time Jennifer Hudson sings, I don't care what it is.
It don't matter.
She's giving you emotion and feeling, you know. And that's one thing that Jennifer actually talks about because she was on the show. She's like, she gets emotional every time she sings because that's just what it is for her.
Yeah, I don't. Who is it? Did somebody say that? They were like, if Jennifer Hudson had been in the audience, like, if she had been one of the judges up there, I can't even imagine. I miss J HUD.
I know.
God.
We need to bring, hey, listen.
Hey, let's bring J HUD back.
NBC, please bring J HUD back.
Oh my gosh. I would have loved to have seen her reaction to Rose singing that song because, gosh, she's so great. I love her so much. Mm-hmm. Shout out, Rose. You give so much passion. You're so connected.
Texas
every
girl.
Single butt. Yeah, girl. Shoot me a text. Give me an inbox on the Instagram. But, anyways, before we go on to our next judge, you have something you want to tell our viewers?
Absolutely. Listen, guys, we thank you so much for allowing us to be the ESPN of TV Talk. Right now, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up, but not just that, subscribe. Or if you're listening through iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. But no matter what you do, please leave your comments and your concerns, because without your comments and concerns, myself, Rach, and the whole AfterBuzz TV team would not be here. So we appreciate you. Keep letting us know how we're doing, and we love ya.
Yes, 100%. We love you guys. Leave your comments. Let us know what you're thinking. We love to interact with you guys, talk back to you. So, yeah, awesome. We love you guys. Getting into our next team that we had,
yes.
And that was
Team Blake.
Blakey Blake. Team Blake. And he took his team to Nashville. Okay.
Listen, that's amazing. Look, if my coach takes me to a whole different city, and I think what Blake was trying to do is that he was really trying to get them out of their own atmosphere and out of their own comfortability and put them in a space where, like, that was actually made for creators to be able to feel like they can actually perform and be who they are.
Yeah.
And I love how Blake really, really connected, like, his story and helped them kind of be able to see, like, where they are
and where they can be.
Which is amazing.
Yes, 100%. Shout out to Blake, who won Song of the Year at the CMA Awards.
Yes.
He's just great. So getting into his team, though, Ricky Duran saying, "You are the best thing," and dedicated it to his girlfriend, Alyssa.
Yeah.
And they had said that she was actually rushed to the hospital with a stroke before his audition, and he got really, really choked up. So this was beautiful. I thought he did amazing.
Yeah.
I thought he did a great job. What did you think?
Listen, every time Ricky sings something, we always know that it's going to be really, really nice. I love the way that Ricky kind of chooses. Sometimes he'll sing, and sometimes, you know, he'll actually play an instrument. But I really, really like the way that he actually connected, you know, with the song. You know, of course, he sung beautifully, but I feel like the emotion behind what he was singing really, really kind of captivated us and kind of left us with, you know, a mark to be able to understand him a little bit more. Like I said before, Ricky, whatever Ricky does is great, but I feel like his connection tonight...
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday was absolutely amazing. So
yeah, and you know, John had said, you know, it feels like you were born to be on the stage, and said that he had an outstanding performance. And Blake said, people always relate to you, and that you're going to be here for a long time. Blake actually said when they were traveling that people kept stopping them, were like, oh gosh, that Ricky guy. So I'm like, that must be such a great feeling to have.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I really enjoyed him. I thought he was great. He was a rock star with the guitar. So shout out, Ricky did a great job. Our next performer was Kat Hammack. And she sang Danny Boy, which was dedicated to her grandfather. And then he would sing it in, I believe this is pronounced Gaelic, which is Irish.
Right.
She actually lost 4 of her grandparents in the span of 3 years. And this song was played at every single one of their funerals. Wow.
Right.
So, Kat, out right into it. I thought she did a great job. When she opens her mouth, you're just like, whoa, that voice. Right. I think
especially
that,
for her age.
Yeah, and she's 19. She looks a lot younger, I feel like. She looks like a baby.
She does.
But, I mean, I love her voice. She's so connective every time she sings.
Right.
She is great. I did say that on the higher notes, I kind of wanted to hear her belt a little more. She was definitely in more of that airy headspace, which I appreciated and I liked. But at the end of it, maybe in the second time she sang the chorus around,
right,
I had written that it would have been nice to see her open up a little bit more. Also, I thought it would be cool if she actually sang part of it in Gaelic.
Oh, yeah. That would have been absolutely
like,
cool.
Like, how cool would that have been? But how she sang it fits her.
Right.
So not saying that she did anything wrong, just saying, like, those could have been really subtle changes. No, but those, like, sudden changes, those little changes could have been really cool.
Right. Yeah, I think that she did a great job. And one thing that, when we were on the red carpet, one thing that she said is that she wanted to take her time to sing the song. She was really more focused on not becoming super emotional because she literally just lost her grandfather.
Yeah.
That, you know, she really wanted to focus on just singing the song. And I think, again, I mean, we saw that with Mary Beth.
Beth, yes.
Whenever she,
you know,
of course, she broke out, and I completely understand. I mean, it's so hard when you connect so much with something, and it just makes you super emotional. So, I think again, she's amazing. Like, she just continues to keep giving us more. But again, I think that this was really about her burying her grandfather.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Oh yeah,
so,
it was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous girl. Our next last person from Team Blake was Callie Wilson singing Butterfly by Kacey Musgraves. And she dedicated this to a girlfriend who helped her through a hard time when she was first moving into a new city. Three judges stood up, so she had a partial standing ovation, or more than partial, actually. And Gwen actually said, "You're one of my favorites on the show." Do you agree with Gwen?
I put that Callie's song, the way she sung it, it was a sweet, soft whisper.
Yeah. Yes, I would. Is that all of it?
It was just really, really refreshing.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, anything Kacey Musgraves, I love Kacey Musgraves, so she's an amazing singer. Callie was one last week that I was very shocked by that got through.
Right.
I do think she's a great performer, but the last week's her performance fell a little bit flat to me. I definitely think that she upped it to the next level.
Absolutely,
on this performance,
because
sure, it was way better than last week. So
right,
it was nice to see her go, you know, this is why Blake saved me and this is why I'm here. So that was really nice to see. So mm-hmm. I thought that she did a beautiful job. So
yeah. Same.
Yes, so moving on, though, we have Team Kelly.
Yeah.
And we've got four performers on Team Kelly's team. She's got the most, so did it stick? We'll see. First performer was Max Boyle, who sang Unaware, and he dedicated it to his family, specifically to his niece and his nephew. It was so cute. And that said that his family always requests him to sing this song. So what did you think of Max?
I love Max. Max has a blend of Alan Stone and John Mayer. He's like soulful, a little bit of country, a little bit of rock. Like, I love his voice because he just kind of gives you like that feeling of just love. And I think that he did a great job with his song. However, I do feel like he was a little breathy with this particular song. And even though I think Max is an amazing artist, like, he's an amazing singer, I just want to see something more from him.
Yeah, and we talked about that.
Yeah.
He's a little bit predictable.
Right.
So we're always sitting here kind of like, okay. And I think him and Joanna, for me, they're two of a little bit more predictable vocalists on
right,
the show, where you go, okay, it was good, but
you want something a
I want
little
something
bit more.
A little bit more. I want a little more oomph.
Right.
So, I think that he is one of the most amazing vocalists in the show.
He is.
And I thought he did a great job, but I do agree with you on that. Our next contestant that we had on Team Kelly was Shane Q, who sang
Ooh.
My Wish by Rascal Flatts and dedicated it to his mom.
Yeah.
Blake said, "You're a front runner in the competition." And Kelly said, "You connected. You're an incredible vocalist." And even ventured to say that he is the best vocalist in the competition. What did you think of Shane?
Yes. Shane never ceases to amaze me. I think that Shane is a great artist, singer. It's something about when he hits these notes that just makes me just fall. I'm like, oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. Just do it all over again. He's great. I love his energy. And he actually connected. I know that's something that Kelly always talks to him about. We need you to connect. And he definitely connected. So I have to say, hands out to Sean Q for his performance.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job, and he definitely connected more than he has any other week.
Absolutely.
And so I'm glad that, you know, keep thinking about your mom in every single week, because Shane, you did an absolutely amazing job.
Yep.
Our next contestant that we had on Team Kelly, and one of my favorites, is Hello Sunday, who sang Mama Knows Best by Jessie J and dedicated it to their parents. I love these two ladies so, so much.
Yes, me
and
too.
They gave us some dance moves in there. They were just, and I thought that this performance too was the first time where I looked at them and I said, even. You know what I'm saying? Not one outshining the other, just completely even on the same playing field. John said it was their best performance to date, which I have to agree with John. I thought this was their best performance to date. And Kelly said, I'm still shocked by you every day, and I have to agree with her. This is a prime example of somebody who comes on the show, and you're just so excited to see what they're going to do the next week. I'm obsessed with them.
Because they just keep getting better. Like, it's just... these young ladies are definitely stars. And I think that this performance kind of made a little bit of a difference in every other performance, because not only did they sing, but they also had choreography. And it's like, they're always in sync. And I feel like whenever you have a duet or a group, that's one of the most important things, is how in sync are you with, you know, your other singer, the other person that you're singing with.
Yeah.
And I have to commend these young girls, because they're very young, and you know, sometimes being young and impressionable, that could be difficult. But you see that these young girls are going to be some of the next millennial stars.
For sure. They're amazing. They're going to be on the Disney Channel. They're going to be on something. They're phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
I love them. Their personality. They're you got a lot going for you, Hello Sunday. So, great future ahead of you.
Their parents called them Goodbye Sunday.
Goodbye Tuesday.
Goodbye Tuesday.
Yeah. Their parents said, we got a group. It's called Goodbye Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
Our next contestant, our last one from Team Kelly, was Jake Hoot, who sang Danny's Song, dedicated to Macy, his daughter. Said he had went through a divorce, and... It was so nice. I said I loved he took Kelly's direction at the end of the song when she said, we want to take it up another notch at the end of the song. And he did. And I liked that he did that, because the ending was very nice. Gwen saying, I love the growl in your voice. And Kelly said you was crying, saying that you sound like the music I grew up on, the 90s music. So what did you think of Jake?
I think that Jack did a great job. He always does a great job. I feel like... he's a mix in between traditional and contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and again, I love the fact that he definitely dedicated this to his daughter. He really loves his daughter. And I like the connection that they actually had on stage. She's like, oh, that's my daddy.
Yeah.
So yeah, he did an amazing job for me.
Yeah, and it's really surprising he's the only country. There were so many country artists last season. I'm so surprised that there's only one.
I was like, listen, this is The Voice Country.
The Voice Country Edition. That was last season.
Oh my God.
The Voice Country Edition.
Yes.
Anyways, all right, well, moving on, we're going to Team Legend.
Yeah.
All right, we have Will Brennan, who's saying I Won't Give Up by Jason Mraz, dedicating it to his mother. I thought that he really built this up, and I felt that he really connected, and you could tell with everything that he sings from his heart. And Blake had said, you know, I was shocked when you weren't sent through by America last week, and I don't see that happening again. John said your passion, emotion, and connection is so beautiful. What did you think?
Listen, Will, I love his energy. There's something vivacious about him. You know, anybody can sing a song, but I feel like he brings that extra energy. I feel like singing to him, he's made it fun. He's made it his life, and it means something different to him. And you can tell every time he gets up there and sings, he's not just singing for himself. He is really up there singing his heart out to, you know, release or let something go. And I just love, like, whenever you see artists and they're very passionate about what they do. And I think that, you know, this particular performance was very heartfelt, because, of course, I know Will talked about him having a disease and how his mom has actually helped him through.
Yeah.
And that just makes you look at the person even. It's like, wow, like sometimes you don't know what a person's going through, but to attach what they're going through and to see the beauty of who they are is just amazing.
Yeah, he's definitely a story of somebody who, when you get setbacks in life, you don't let it set you back. You take another step forward.
Absolutely.
So that's what's great about him. He's great. And Team Legend is not playing this season, oh, and no. Nor do they ever play, to be honest with you. But for this being his second season, gosh almighty, we'll get into their next contestant, which was Katie Caden, singing I'm Going Down by Mary J. Blige. And dedicated it to all my, dedicated to my friends and all the single ladies who have had their heart broken. You better work, you better preach. So, and I said, I wrote down there, I said, you better walk down those stairs, you better sashay right in front of the judges. Did you see her?
She
said, I'm going down. She just walked down the stairs. And then she sashayed.
Look at you.
In front of the judges, like, okay, Kelly Clarkson, okay, Gwen Stefani, okay, John Legend, okay, Blake Shelton, I'm a sashay right in front of you.
Right, exactly. I mean, oof. Katie is all energy. She's all energy. She's all vibe. Like, she's very in tune of knowing that her gift is definitely there to impact people. And I love that ever since the first day that, you know, she's actually been on the show, that she's really made it about how she wants other people to feel about her music. And I think that it's just something different about someone who understands that, you know, they're not just doing it for themselves, but they're actually doing it to make a difference.
100%.
And anything that Katie sings, honey, she's going to give you 110 oof. And plus. And when I tell you, like, even her being on the red carpet last night, like, her energy and her vibe was just amazing. Like, she's such a sweet person. I mean, she has some great and amazing things to say. Her style is, like, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So, hands down, hands out, everything is... Go, Katie.
Yep, it is. It is. She's just a very well-rounded artist, and you know exactly who she is when she opens up her mouth and when you look at her. She's just amazing.
She is.
And our last artist that performed was Mary Beth Bird, who sang Go Rest on That Mountain, dedicated to her grandfather who had passed away right before she came out to The Voice. She was so emotional that she broke down at the end crying and could not finish the song, which I thought made it even that much more special.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's probably why the whole, like, America actually, you know, voted for her to win is because, again, like, when you see the things that a person goes through and how they push through and just to be able to connect with that pain and really, really make it more about just releasing. Like, you know, like, sometimes I feel like when artists create things, it's not always necessarily for us. You know, like, sometimes it's actually for them, but we can find ways to be able to connect with them. And again, mm-hmm. I definitely commend her because it's hard, you know, losing somebody and getting on stage and having to sing about them. And John Legend actually connected with her because he said that his grandmother had passed away, and, you know, whenever he sung a certain song that always made him think about her.
Yes, so. Yes. Go Rest High on That Mountain was the name of the song.
Yes.
So it was very emotional, and I thought she did beautiful. She looked gorgeous, her dress, from her dress to the lighting to everything. She was connected. She's always connected, so... Shout out Mary Beth. Mary Beth did a great job. Well, we want to get into what happened tonight, and was who was saved from... We had three members. All three members from Team Legend were saved. Mary Beth Bird, Katie Caden, and Will Brennan. We had Team Blake. Two were saved, Ricky Duran and Kat Hammack. Team Gwen, who was saved, was Rose Short and Miracle Holloway. And Team Kelly that was saved was Hello Sunday, Jake Hoot, and Shane Q. Now, the bottom three were Kelly Wilson, who sang Chain and is from Team Blake. Max Boyle sang Thinking Out Loud from Team Kelly. And Joanna Martinez sang Superwoman from Team Gwen. All right.
That's it. You asked me what I think.
Who was your favorite out of those three performances?
Out of those three, I would probably have to say it was a tie between Max and Joanna. But if I really had to choose, I would probably say Joanna because, again, Max, I love Max. Max is amazing, but... Again, I just felt like it was still that same tone. And I felt like when Joanna was singing, I really felt her. She was like, listen, I'm giving you all I got. This is who I am. Like, you know, I know you guys don't really know, but, like, let me, like, she took it up a notch. Like, the high notes she used, like, her range really, really, really changed. And she really showed us that she has it. So, for me, it would probably have to be Joanna.
Yeah, I was definitely in between Max and Joanna. I thought that they both, to be honest with you, the bottom three was just, I expected it. I wasn't shocked. I was just happy the ones that I wanted to get through got through. So I was like, okay,
I'm good now. My team is good.
I was like, I'm good now. But you know, of course, I feel horrible for them, and I want them to, but anyways, I was between Max and Joanna, but I in the end, after Joanna sang, and she sang the big note at the end, and she's young, and I already knew that she was going to be the instant save.
For sure.
Young performers do really well.
Singing a song like Superwoman? Come on.
Yeah, so anyways, so Joanna was saved, so Team Gwen has all of her team intact, Team Legend has all of his team intact, Team Blake is only down to two people, and Team Kelly is three, so Team Blake's in trouble right now, but we shall see. We shall see, but we want to get right into our special segment, and that's with my girl Nima.
Yes, listen. So, our special segment tonight is going to be from our girl, Miss Brooke Simpson. This beautiful young lady is a native of Hollister, North Carolina, and she was on season 13 of The Voice. She was actually on Team Miley Cyrus, and she made it all the way to the third round. But listen, she did not stop there. Immediately after, she started doing some singles. She did a couple of singles. One is What is a Beautiful. What is Beautiful. She did another one, too, actually, in 2018, 2 a.m., and Perfect. And last but not least, she did one this year called A Little Bit Crazy in May. Not to mention, she was on a very popular show, Terrell Rice, guys. He has a show called Association, and she was actually on this show with him singing a Charlie Puth song, and she killed it. Not to mention, guys, she's been doing a lot of performances. Of course, she goes back home to North Carolina all the time to be able to see her hometown people, give her some love, which she was just there in August, and she just recently did a performance at the Dodger Stadium. She sung the national anthem, and just recently, she had a song featuring with Alan Stone. She did an amazing performance. So listen, Brooke Simpson has been killing the game. Even though she did not win The Voice, she is still the voice in her lane. And we want to congratulate her for all that she's doing.
Right. Yay, yay, yay. I love hearing these success stories.
I know, don't you?
From
After The Voice.
Exactly. After The Voice, does it end? No, it doesn't. It goes up.
That's right.
So great to hear these. So we want to get right into our news and gossip.
TV news.
So, if you watch The Voice, you saw Kelly Clarkson's pointy outfit.
Uh-oh.
And I gotta tell you, Twitter
voice.
I'm sorry, what?
It looks like the V in The Voice.
I did. No, I thought it was actually cute. I was like, okay, she's got the V for The Voice. So I feel like Kelly always has an array of looks and outfits on the show, but Twitter fans really had a field day with this one. She was being compared to a sexy paper football, and, well, I gotta say, it only went downhill from there. So people were just piling it on with a list of unique dresses and things that reminded them of this outfit, including the famous cartoon character, Jane Jetson.
So you know what? She does actually look like Jane Jetson, like, now that I actually, like, look at the picture. Wow.
She also was compared to, she said, I love Kelly, but her dress makes me want to choose a color and then a number to learn my fortune. So, you know, those little fortune things. So she was actually compared to that as well. But we always got to say, Kelly, you're always looking fierce and you're always looking fly.
She is.
I absolutely love her. You could wear a paper bag, Kelly, and you would still be absolutely gorgeous. So I can't wait to see what she wears next week.
I know. She's amazing.
She is amazing. Amazing. But speaking more on Kelly Clarkson, as we know, Kelly started her first talk show this season, and looks like she got renewed for season 2 already.
Yay.
So, and I would have to say my life would suck without Kelly. Would your life suck without Kelly?
Yes, it would.
My life would suck without her. So, congratulations to her on her season 2 renewal. She went to Instagram. The singer, she's 37, celebrated the renewal on Monday in a selfie-style video, and she posted it to the show's Twitter account where she said she had just received the greatest news ever. She went to say, apparently we got renewed. The Kelly Clarkson Show is coming back for season 2. She was so excited in the video, thanking everyone and the fans for all of their support. All the actors and artists that have been coming on the show, she said, a lot of big name artists come on the show already. So it's going to be very interesting to see who's going to be on the show next season. So
for sure.
Shout out to Kelly. Kelly's having, listen, I want to be having the years that Kelly's having, because
She's having the year of her life.
She's having a year. And another person that's having a year is John Legend, who is a People's sexiest newest, man. Sexiest man alive.
Yes.
And he, the sexiest man alive, took over the Ellen DeGeneres show on Friday, November 15th. And to ease into the gig, his wife, Chrissy Teigen, had a hilarious prank in store. And as we know, Ellen is very famous for scaring people on her show. So, of course, Chrissy had to jump out of that box and scare John. It was absolutely hilarious. There is a video online, so you guys have to go check that out. Of course, Chrissy did that. She is... Girl got jokes.
She's a true Sagittarius. She's on fire.
She sure is. So, also, shout out to Gwen Stefani, whose debut solo album, Love Angel Music Baby, was released in 2004. In honor of its 15th anniversary, Stefani has announced that the album is getting a remastered reissue. And it's out this Friday, November 22nd, via Interscope. So... congratulations. A lot of great things happening. And also, again, congratulations to Blake Shelton on his amazing CMA award. I believe he won a People's Choice Award, too. So, congratulations. Just all these voice coaches are having amazing weeks.
They are.
I'm a little
so happy
jealous.
To be... I'm just so happy to be able to do the after voice.
The after voice.
The after show for The Voice, my
yes,
bad.
Yes, I know. It's absolutely awesome.
Just amazing.
I love it, and I'm so excited to see what's going to happen, but we got to hit them with our predictions.
Your After Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, so my predictions is when we get to the finals, I think it's going to be a tie between Hello Sunday, Rose Short, and Katie Caden.
Yeah, I actually agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Those are definitely my top three.
Yeah.
I love Katie, Hello Sunday, and Rose. Those are definitely my top three.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Yep. I think you're right. I think Katie has a really good chance of winning.
I think Rose has a really good chance of winning. I think it's going to be
between Hello Sunday and Katie Caden for the finals.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
They'll be the top two.
John won last year.
Didn't Kelly come in second last year? Or maybe it was Blake.
Kelly
didn't come in second.
I think it was two people from John Legend's team.
Team Legend always killing it. But it'll be interesting to see. So, who will rise and be victorious? We'll find out later. Anyways, hit him with your social media.
You can catch me on all social media platforms at NEEMASKYE, Nema Sky.
All right, and you can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachy Swin. Thank you so much for being with us here at The Voice After Show. We'll be hitting those red carpet interviews and we'll be back every week. So
we'll
see you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.